I think I'm right when I say this. Lough Neagh touches every county in Northern Ireland except Fermanagh. I'm almost certain when I say that. It certainly touches Armagh, where the Festival of Food and Cider is up and running. I want to speak to Sean Farnan. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Sean, you're the man from the very popular Moody Boar, and you're having a bit of a pop-up cookery school, is that right?
That's right, Frank. It's a bit more than just a pop-up cookery school. It's the Armagh Festival of Food and Cider, and the cookery school is one of the events that's happening at it. Yeah.
And so what sort of attractions do you have at the festival generally?
Okay, well, from today we have the cookery school, which is running over 3 days with a bunch of different chefs and bakers. Mark Douglas being one, the crazy baker. We have a pop-up restaurant, which is actually sold out now. We also have tours, orchard tours with afternoon teas on an old 1965 Red London bus. We have a restaurant food tour as well, travelling around a lot of different eateries. And then we have two markets, sundown market on the Saturday night and then an afternoon family market on the Sunday day.
And is all of this in and around the actual city?
It is indeed. It's all within, you know, maybe 5 to 10 minutes walking distance of each other. So it's a great way to get around the city and see all the different places and what's going on, the Georgian architecture and everything else that you would like to see in Armagh, you know.
And when you're drinking the tea on the red bus, is the bus actually moving?
It's not moving, it's parked up. But what you will be doing is going around the orchard, possibly, I don't know, maybe on a tractor or walking around, seeing the apples being picked, getting to see them being pressed and the end product, get to taste that. And then you can have wee afternoon tea sandwiches on the bus afterwards.
And Armagh, we think of apples, we think of cider, yeah, when we consider Armagh. I'm stretching my imagination now to associate Armagh with other food delights. Which ones would you spotlight?
I would spotlight, amongst the smaller producers, we've got great local vegetable producers. You know, it's one of the largest producers actually in Northern Ireland, Armagh. But not only that, we have international producers as well, such as Linwood's, Tato, White's Oats. You know, there's a strong background history of producers in Armagh.
Sean, I have to admire you. You plucked two great Tandragee locations out there to back up your argument.
Well, I suppose that's what the food heartland is all about. It's about it's not just about Armagh itself. It's about the Armagh, Banbridge, and Craigavon areas. That's what we fall under, food heartland. And we're really trying to get it to be well known as a food destination. And this year's been a great year with the Year of Food and Drink for really coming up with these initiatives to work together.
And the festival starts when, ends when?
It starts today, so it does, with the cookery classes. And it runs right through to Sunday with cookery classes for the next 3 days. And then on Saturday, Sunday's the two markets, the food tour on Saturday night. That's going to be the gist of it.
And where's the actual markets?
The markets, they're happening down in the iconic Shambles Yard. It's an amazing, almost mini St. George's Market there up in Belfast. It's got indoor and outdoor, and there's going to be up to about 27 producers showcasing their stuff with chef demos and a lot of street food going on as well.
Well, get yourself across to Armagh and enjoy. You can almost smell the aroma from here. Enjoy the atmosphere over the next few days. Sean, good speaking to you, fella. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank.
That's the award-winning chef Sean Farnan from the Moody Boar.